So what's it going to be? Yay or nay?
Yeah, I love Fridays when I get to chat to Mark Stevens all by myself. We get to just toss around some of the big issues in football, reflect on the night before the Thursday night action. He had a spring in his step this morning, Mark. The Dogs, they're back in town.
They are back in town. And, where is Matty Studios? Fridays off, doesn't he?
Sleeps in.
What would he be doing? Still in bed.
I don't think he's watching the replay of last night, Matty Stewart. It was actually Slab text in. One of our loyal listeners said, gutless Matt Stewart stayed out of the Zach Purton interview after he bagged him about his previous interview, saying he was on himself. Matty has Fridays off, so...
He was critical. He was inferring that Zach was very happy with himself.
Well, Zach is very happy with himself. But he's the world's best jockey, or one of them.
Yeah, so I agreed with Matty in some ways. He's super confident about where he's at. So I think the criticism of last night's game, a bit harsh unless you were there, the pressure, the tackling... It was one of those high-stakes matches. Mm. Doesn't always have to be a shootout to be a good contest. So
no, that's true.
I thought it was fascinating the way that the Dogs responded. And I'm with Mick McGowan. I think Hipwood and Danaher. Danaher probably should be dropped, or one of them has to go. You can't keep putting up with this subpar rubbish.
They're too inconsistent, aren't they?
Well, it's not. Well, they're actually consistently average.
inconsistent.
In the prelim final, they were terrible in the time of need for Brisbane. Yeah, at the MCG, absolutely woeful.
Mm.
And then last night, look, seriously, one of them had to do something. So they're not getting enough of the footy. They're on big dollars. Hipwood's on a massive, lengthy deal. And I'd probably drop Danaher actually this week. I think Chris Fagan's too kind, selection-wise.
Make a statement.
Well, he was missing shots. He missed targets. Make a statement. You've got to do something. You can't keep playing these guys.
Mm.
In the forward 50 in big games, if they're going to let you down.
Mm. Frustrating to support them, I reckon, the Lions, it would be over the last few years. Good side. It's almost like they've missed their opportunities. And it's looming like that might be the case again this year. Just on the Dogs, Steve-O, with their forward line. I know Jamara kicked 5 last night. Are you concerned with the way that that's looking?
Not really. I mean, they got the job done. Jamara 5, I think that's a real positive. I mean, people, for some reason, still a bit down on Jamara. Will he be a number one pick? Well, he's now got 2 bags of 5 in about his last 8 matches. So he's not going too bad. Jamara, I think Norton missed a couple of shots. But what Aaron Norton did in that last quarter was... match-turning stuff. He won the game for the Dogs in the end. Took a mark he had no right to, about 50 out, swung around and kicked it perfectly to Williams. So that's match-winning stuff. So small forwards, probably a bit of a concern. But if you get it in there enough, they'll kick goals. They need an Arthur Jones to come on. And obviously, they miss Cody Waitman, who was their second-highest goal kicker last year.
Mm.
So I think the midfield got back in motion last night. And Tim English, I thought he was fantastic.
Mm.
Some of the contested grabs, the knocks in the centre square, etc. I think he's a fraction underrated, Tim English, so he's going okay.
And
what about I'm Thunderstruck, though? Like, someone outside, what happened? Are we investigating what happened? Because I'm confused as to what can go wrong there. It just seems such a sad story.
Well,
is there any details?
You got to remember as well that when horses have operations, it's very different to a human being because they don't know what's going on themselves. So... it's a lot more delicate when they're waking up from a surgery, for example. So there are things that can go wrong. And even though it's a minute chance, I think, what did Mick Kent say? He said 0.02% chance of these things happening, which means it's that every now and then they are going to happen, but it's just so devastating.
Oh, it was shocking, wasn't it, to see that news last night.
Mm. And they were shattered. They were absolutely shattered, the team. So, yeah, you feel for everyone connected to the horse. Just an awful turn of events. Nicky Winmar has made a statement, Steve-O, today through the AFL. Is that right?
Yeah, he has. Obviously, Jamara Ugal-Hagan was a really moving, pointing basically to the skin colour and a very mature performance by Ugal-Hagan during and after the game, I thought. So Nicky's come out and said, "I'm proud of Jamara for standing up for himself. It's up to the new generations to reinforce the stance I made back in 1993. I'm still here, still involved with the issue, but it's been 30 years now. It's been a big relay race, and it's time to pass on the baton." So he said he spoke to Luke Beveridge as well and thanked him for supporting Jamara and other Indigenous players at the Bulldogs. He says things are getting better with increased awareness, and he wanted to congratulate Jamara on his outstanding on-field performance, 5 goals straight. So That's great, isn't it?
Yep. No, it certainly is. Wonderful performance on the field from Jamara, and he performed just as well off it as well. So great to see Nicky Winmar showing his support as well for a young star of the competition. Night heats of the Ballarat Cup. Now, just on that subject as well, Steve, before we continue talking footy, I had some angry Ballarat residents ringing and texting me yesterday. They thought you were just a touch disrespectful to a wonderful regional town in Victoria.
Wonderful town. But yeah, I just had to choose between Ballarat and Bendigo, and I'm a more of a Bendigo man.
Okay. Well, so. the people that were messaging me said they're going to invite you themselves when your beloved Bulldogs play in the Rat next.
I love
Take you out for dinner, cafes, walk you around Lake Wenderee. It'll be sensational.
Yep. I think they play Adelaide round 7. I'm actually looking at accommodation for that weekend.
Well, where are you going to stay?
Not sure. I'm sure there's a trendy B&B somewhere in Ballarat, or we can go to a craft brewery. Afterwards?
Yeah, no, there's plenty of trendy places in Ballarat. The food scene's terrific.
Is the Begonia Festival still in Ballarat?
Yeah, it's
that
still
used
there.
To be huge.
Yep.
I remember my aunties used to travel.
The Begonia Festival, yeah.
It's big.
One of the big attractions. Now, looking forward to that. So, round 7, the Bulldogs and the Crows, Mars Stadium, we'll be there. Hey, Jake Stringer's back for the Bombers this weekend.
Yeah, and he only had the one in the VFL, and half this morning was sort of a bit surprised that they bring him up after only one game, but I think he's ready to go. Unleash the Stringer, and he's a good pickup with Wiedemann into the side as well. So that'll be an interesting game, St Kilda Essendon. I'm still on the Saints. I just think they're that well organised. They've got their mojo at the moment that they'll beat Essendon.
Mm. Yeah, that's an intriguing match this weekend, no doubt about it. And obviously with the 150th celebrations for St Kilda as well, a little bit of talk whether or not T. Lockett would be going to that function, Steve-O.
Surely Tony's going to that function as one of the St Kilda greats.
I don't know for sure whether he is or isn't, but all I would say to St Kilda fans and people attending is don't be surprised if he's there. That's all I'll say.
He's obviously there. You've spoken to Tony.
No, I just wouldn't be surprised if he's there at the function tomorrow
night. He's just
night.
A mythical figure. If Tony is at that game, there will be a lot of attention on that. I mean, the 7 cameras will be following him. They'll be looking for him. We don't see a lot of Tony, do we?
I went to the St Kilda Melbourne game with him. Was it last year or the year before? It was the Danny Frawley tribute match. And he presented Jack Sinclair with his jumper for his 100th game. And Tony couldn't watch any football because there were people talking to him all night. He didn't watch a second of the game. They didn't leave him alone. So
he's that big.
Yeah. So anyway, that's looking forward to that. It's a big night for St Kilda, a really big night for that footy club. Can I throw one left field at you, Steve-O? Oh, no, this is really left field, right? Carlos Alcaraz, what he's doing in the tennis sphere at the moment. It's so off-Broadway, I know. Mate, he may never get beaten again. He's that good.
Yeah, superstar, but crazy that it is off Broadway, isn't it? And it's really sad that he wasn't at the Australian Open.
Mm.
That took a lot away from it. But why is it the tennis, when the majors aren't on, nobody watches or tunes in? Because he deserves more credit. What's happening at the moment? What's his winning run?
So he's just won Indian Wells, and he's probably going to win Miami. He just blitzed Fritz today, and he'll go to Roland Garros as the favourite, despite Nadal being there. Might be a little bit iffy on the grass at Wimbledon, but he'll win the US Open, and he'll roll around to Melbourne Park in 10 months' time as one of the biggest names in world sport. I'm just putting it, he's a superstar.
Yeah, we need it, I think, at Melbourne Park. And that was really flattening when he couldn't make it. So hopefully he knocks over the joker. You don't think he'll do it on grass? He's not really a grass player, is he?
Well, sometimes it takes a while for those players to build a grass court game when they're not used to playing on it. So I wouldn't be I wouldn't be betting on him at Wimbledon this year, but I think down the track he'll eventually
get there. But the grass is not what it used to be. So the Wimbledon grass is a lot slower, greener. If you play on country grass, like at Ballarat, Bacchus Marsh, even grass, or up at Shep Lawn, the ball really skids. So, and he'd be no good on that. But the Wimbledon grass is pretty true now.
Look out on the clay anyway before Wimbledon. Multi-time, this is a segment that is probably nearly on its last legs, to be honest. And I probably should have thrown in that greyhound there at Healesville. But I'm feeling confident this weekend. I don't know why. I've just got this feeling.
Have you got a leg right yet? I think we've done it three weeks. I've got two of the three weeks.
I might have got one early days, but I'm not convinced that's true. But anyway, Mick Comerford, apprentice Mick, joins us in the studio. He's been doing okay on this big V multi. Mick, I'm going to get you to kick things off.
Well, I'm sticking with the selection that I've gone with. I went with 2 weeks ago in the All-Star Mile and missed the Brightside. I just think it goes to Sydney. It's obviously a very tough field in the Doncaster, but it won this race last year. It gets Zach Purton And 55 and a half kilos isn't too bad of a weight. So I reckon Zach Purton getting Mr. Brightside to fill a hole in the Doncaster is my pick at $2.30. So Mr. Brightside the plus.
Right. I like it. He's a good horse. He's going well. He's always thereabouts. That's a pretty safe option, I would have thought. Although it is a very, very tough race, the Doncaster. So, all right, that's your pick, Steve-O. How are you going to help us out this weekend?
Yeah, I'm going to go footy again. I got it right with the Eagles last week.
You did?
To get up and get the job done there. This week I'm going with Sydney. I think they're the better of the round head-to-head. $2.10 at the tab. I can't believe that they're $2.10 with Gawn and Pickett out for Melbourne. Melbourne rolled last week. Sydney have just been outstanding so far. Buddy back in. I like the 2.10 Sydney.
Okay, they're beaten up on the Suns and the Hawks, Sydney, but this is their chance. If they beat Melbourne on Sunday, I agree with you, then they're a really serious... Well, they're already a serious contender, but this is a huge game on Sunday. Are you a superstitious person, either of you?
I can be, yeah. I'm superstitious about that little kiddie bike when the training was...
Yeah, that's a bit scary.
I think Mikey keeps bringing it in.
I don't know what's going on there. Are you superstitious, Mick?
I can be, but not so much with sport.
Right. I went for a run around Lake Wendouree yesterday, and there's always swans around Lake Wendouree, but I just couldn't believe the amount. It's infested with swans at the moment, Lake Wendouree. They were everywhere. They were swarming me. So I'm a little bit concerned about Sunday after my run yesterday. I'm going with V8 in the sires to run a place. He's got a tricky gate to overcome, but I just think he's a star. I think he's an absolute star. I love the way he won the sires at Flemington last start, so him to run a hole there in the sires in Sydney tomorrow. That's our multi. It pays $9.17. It's probably got no hope, but we'll keep rolling it out until we land one. Steve-O, one text before we let you go. Tony from Mount Waverley. This is a lovely text. It says, hi, Maddie and Steve-O. While you were talking about Aaron Norton, I just wanted to say I was at the grand final last night, and as a disappointed Swans supporter, but just watching Aaron Norton and Mitch Wallace and the way they engaged with the public, signed or signatures and allowed people to take selfies, they were absolutely fabulous and a credit to the AFL and the Western Bulldogs. Go Doggies.
Okay. Well, where was Mitch Wallace at the game, was he? I don't think he would have been there. Was this after the game last night?
The grand final last night. I'm a little bit confused, but...
I'm confused.
Anyway, they're pumping up Aaron Norton and Mitch Wallace for...
good people. Mitch Wallace is one of the best people you'd ever meet. Probably unlucky not to be still playing AFL. He's playing for St. Kevin's in the Amos this year, so I reckon he'll have 35 each week pretty easily.
Okay. Looking forward to that.
So Aaron Norton, I thought he was fantastic last night. In the end, kicking issues, though, with that ball drop. Doesn't seem to watch the ball
it's
close.
It's a funny ball drop, isn't it?
It's not yeah, so
sort of
I think
sticks
it's
in his hand.
It's sort of got worse, so... It's an interesting one with kicking at goal, is I think it's getting worse if you look at some of the big forwards. And that was what was good with Jamar. He kicked five straight and didn't look like missing. When you look at Mackay, Carlton, Danaher is kicking around the corner and in all sorts of trouble at the moment. So set shot kicking, I think, has got worse in the AFL.
No, I think
compared to the 80s. It's hard.
It's hard to disagree, isn't it, really?
I think it's maybe more running, heavier legs, more pressure, more scrutiny. But in the 80s, they'd go back quickly and just slot it straight over the goal umpire's head most times.
More pressure, I think, is probably a big factor as well. Knowing that you're on TV, that there's a lot of eyeballs on you, it would play on people's minds, I would think. It's an intriguing topic of discussion. Steve, have a great weekend. You can enjoy the weekend knowing that your football team has won. So
yep.
I'm sure you'll have a terrific couple of days.
It's great. And happy birthday to Apprentice
Mick.
Happy 24th, I think it is.
He ran out before I could say goodbye. Happy birthday, Apprentice. 24 today. Hopefully.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Time for a break on the Big V. I'll send you the rest of my Heelsville tips in a moment, Steve. Plenty more on the other side.